From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta region are described as hunkering in basements and bomb shelters, trying to survive intense bombardment of the besieged rebel-held enclave. More than 300 have been killed in the past 4 days, hundreds more wounded. The International Committee of the Red Cross called for humanitarian access. Yolanda Jacomet is an ICRC spokeswoman.
We are calling for restraint, sparing civilians, and we are calling for immediate humanitarian access. You have currently people dying simply because they have no access to healthcare, injured people dying, and it is urgent for humanitarian organizations such as ourselves to be able to save their lives.
The UN Security Council is expected to debate a draft resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his appalling at the description of the carnage.
And so my appeal to all those involved is for an immediate suspension of all war activities in Eastern Ghouta, allowing for humanitarian aid to reach all those in need.
Mr. Guterres said the 400,000 trapped in Eastern Ghouta live in hell on earth. Meanwhile, Turkey warned pro-regime forces they face serious consequences for entering Syria's northwest Afrin region to help Kurds fight the Turks. Dozens of schoolgirls abducted by the Boko Haram insurgency from a school to Nigeria's northeast Yobe state have been rescued by the army. Several are still missing. Bucky Honabari's leader, the Bring Back Her Girls campaign, formed in the wake of a similar mass abduction in Chibok 4 years ago.
This is a condemnable act, and this is an act that shows that indeed we may be winning the war, but there's still a lot that still needs to be done.
The 2014 abduction drew global attention on Boko Haram, blamed for some 20,000 deaths. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, the opposition coalition said it will boycott the April 22nd vote, calling it fraudulent and illegitimate, citing unfair conditions. Those conditions include timing of the election and a ban on some opposition candidates from running. Jennifer McCoy, a Venezuela analyst at Georgia State University, said boycotts generally prove to be unsuccessful.
However, in this case, the conditions are definitely unfair and the time frame is short. But in addition, they have the backing of a large part of the international community, which has not been in the case in the past for the Venezuelan opposition when they have gone to boycott previously.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro called for snap elections for the opposition-controlled National Assembly 2 years ahead of schedule. In Peru, at least 44 people were killed when their double-decker bus veered off the Pan-American Highway and plunged 80 meters into a ravine in southern Peru. It was the second such major bus accident in the country this year. South Africa's new leaders have unveiled a budget calling for a hike in the value-added tax to 15 from 14%, the first since 1993. In a bid to cut the deficit, Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba addressed Parliament Wednesday.
And it is low compared to some of our peers, such as Argentina, Morocco, Turkey, and Kenya. We therefore decided that increasing VAT was unavoidable if we are to maintain the integrity of our public finances.
The government hopes the change to go into effect in April will generate an additional $2 billion in revenue. In Somalia, a U.S. drone killed three al-Shabaab militants Monday, the strike occurring near the town of Jilib, about 370 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. America's best-known Protestant evangelist Billy Graham has died. He was 99. A counselor to presidents, Graham preached to hundreds of millions across the globe in a career spanning 7 decades. Grant Wacker, professor emeritus at the Duke Divinity School and authored a book about Graham, talked about his cultural legacy.
They are twofold. One is his desire to make the gospel as inclusive as possible. Do not alienate people needlessly. Now, there are principles there. There's some things that can't be compromised. But as far as possible, reach out rather than draw lines. The second legacy is that he preached a message which, when you really think about it, was a message of a second chance.
Wacker said Graham would view his greatest legacy, the conversion of 3 million people to Christianity. North Korea will send another high-level delegation to the closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in South Korea, led by Kim Jong-chol, vice chairman of the Central Committee. Is also scheduled to meet South Korea's President Moon Jae-in. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.